Say, kids, what time is it?
It's time for Charles Rotblat, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
Holy mackerel!
Each week on Tuesdays, Charles joins us here on Money Life to give us the buy of the week.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And now, here's Charles Rotblat.
Sir, do we get to win this time?
We think you get to win all the time with Charles Rotblat because, well, not only does he do all these things for the American Association of Individual Investors, running the journal, as vice president of the organization, but he's the author of Better Good Than Lucky. And what he really brings us is a perspective that it's not always the same, oh, here's the one way I invest. It's let's go out, look at different ways to invest and try to come up with something great to talk about. Now, if you then want to take a look and say, okay, let's learn more about this methodology or that methodology, you're going to go to AAII.com, look for information on the AAII Journal. And I'll point out, you can follow Charles on Twitter to find out what he's doing when he's not here. That's easy enough. He's at Charles Rotblat. Charles, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you for having me.
Our buy of the week is
Iconics Brand Group.
Iconics Brand Group. Now, Iconics Brand Group, that is an interesting name. It is ticker symbol ICON, I-C-O-N. And this is one of those stocks that sort of comes up on one of your screens, isn't it?
It is. I actually identified it through our value on the move peg with estimated growth screen. It looks for companies that appear to be valued based on their projected earnings growth in the future that also have upward momentum. And this company is interesting because it doesn't necessarily make products. It actually licenses brands. Brands people are very familiar with. Candies, Joe Boxer, London Fog, Danskin, Fieldcrest. They also have an 80% stake in Peanuts Holdings. Right before we went to tape, Chuck and I, we were talking about the Great Pumpkin. So they license these brands to retailers, and about really 36% of their revenues comes from Walmart, Target, Kohl's, and Sears. And so they're taking these brand names, licensing the brands out to merchandisers, to retailers to sell products based on those brands. So it's not necessarily a company that makes stuff. It's a company that owns licenses to very recognizable brand names, merchandisable names.
Yeah, it's giving others the right to make stuff under that label.
Correct. And it's actually done pretty well. It's a growth stock. It's actually done over the past 5 years. Revenues have risen 17.2%. Revenues are down over the last 12 months, but that's because of the back half of last year. If we look at Q1 and Q2 year of this year, revenues grew 23% in Q2, 19% in Q1. It's also extremely profitable. It has a 32% net profit margin, which we don't see very often in any type of company, but it's able to charge this because it does license those big names. And so you can't say there's a competitive threat to say something like Peanuts Holdings because it's not a physical product. It's more so a brand a lot of people have nostalgia for, a lot of fondness for.
It is not a company that necessarily has a dividend, but there are some other positive things here that you particularly liked. And as you point out, you like the value. So let's talk about the good news here.
Yeah, the good news is this company actually has been doing pretty well. Analysts have actually are expecting 20% growth in 2015, 9.5% this year. When we look long-term, one analyst, and there's only one making a long-term forecast, generally defined as 5 years, but when you actually dig into the numbers, it's usually somewhere between 3 to 7 years, depending on the analyst making the estimate, but they're projecting a long-term earnings growth of 23%. Well, what's interesting, when you hear those numbers, you usually expect a very high valuation. This stock's trailing PE is 17.2, which is actually below the consumer cyclical sector of 17.9. And it's hard to say this is an exact comparison for this company because of what it does, but when you look at their growth, it's actually pretty well valued. If we look further out, look at long-term growth, the stock is trading at a PEG ratio of 0.6, which means people are underestimating their growth. They're not fully pricing in the growth. So by those measures, the stock still appears to be a pretty good bargain.
And that being the case, what's the outlook?
Well, it's tough to actually value a company like this because we don't have good comparables. So we have to kind of take our big guess. If we look solely at the PEG, say it's at 0.6, I think you can get to 0.1 to 1.0, you're looking at a 50% upside in the stock price. I don't want to be that aggressive. I want to allow for a large room of error because we are talking about one analyst forecast behind that multiple. And so when you take a look at PEG ratios, it's important to think about, well, how many analysts are actually making that forecast? But I do think based on the PE, we could see about a 20% upside. That would put the PE close to 20, not quite at it. It would keep the PEG ratio around 0.075. So we still allow for margin of error. We're not getting too far out in terms of valuation, but still a nice amount of upside. And this is a stock that does have some positive momentum going for it. So if we get a good earnings report, the company's supposed to report around October 31st, not definitive, but we have good numbers for that. We have value, we have momentum still going in the stock's favor. And we look at the current valuation, you could see, okay, there could be potential for some good upside.
Flip side of that, when you're looking at something that comes up on a screen, like the value on the move, peg with estimated growth screen, is there a sell point that you're also building in?
Well, I think you need to look at a couple things. One, you definitely need to pay attention to the valuation, make sure, particularly on a trailing PE, the valuation doesn't get too high because we only do have one analyst for that long-term forecast. I think you also just need to pay attention to these growth rates. Is the company continuing to grow? Because Walmart is its largest customer. It's about 17% of revenues by itself. So this company is tied to consumer spending. If you think the economy is going to weaken instead of strengthen, that would obviously be a negative. But you want to make sure that the growth continues and the company's continuing to grow sales and earnings.
Well, it's definitely an interesting pick, one that I think folks can get sort of their head around and kind of like the potential in this business because we all love the brands and this is all about it. It's Iconics Brand Group, ticker symbol ICON, I-C-O-N, the buy of the week from Charles Roteblatt. He, of course, is our guest of the week here on Money Life, the only one who's with us twice, and that's, of course, because he's going to be back tomorrow with the sell of the week. Charles, look forward to it.
I do as well.
There is much more to go on the October the 22nd edition of Money Life. Up next, well, I hate to call it a stroll down memory lane, but I promise, 3 years ago today, my life changed, and we're going to talk about that and how that affects you when Money Life continues.